product, the architecture, the design, as well as some of the use cases that I'll be covering today. I'm Arjuman Samuel. I'm part of the Azure IoT engineering team, and I lead the program management side of the engineering team for Azure IoT Edge. So let's go deeper into what Azure IoT Edge is. Now, IoT in the cloud is, of course, there, and we all know that it depends on data, and it takes in tons of data, and then you can do a lot of interesting things with data in the cloud. But then there is also the edge, which is really the edge of your network, edge of your manufacturing plant or your production facility, where you have some IoT devices deployed in there. Now, there's an interplay between the cloud and the edge, which is interesting here. The cloud, of course, provides you with the ability to monitor your devices, which may be remote, which may be spread around the world. And so the cloud gives you a way to bring them all together in one place and manage them. The cloud also allows you to have monitoring from these devices and do things like machine learning in the cloud, for which you need near infinite resources and storage in the cloud. And with that, you can actually have some very insightful processes run on top of your data, including AI as well as machine learning. But then, on the other hand, you have the edge, which is your on-prem operations happening in your own facilities. These operations require perhaps very tight, low latency control loops, which you need to execute right there next to your machines. And Azure IoT Edge allows you to do that. You might also need to do some protocol translation. Imagine that you have Modbus protocol internally, and you want to translate that into some other internet protocols. Data normalization, you might have a bunch of data which you have inside, and you do not want to send it as is to the cloud. And of course, there are reasons for privacy. You do not want to send it because of privacy, as well as perhaps protection of IP. So these are some of the reasons why you would have the edge. And then previously, as I mentioned, there is a place for the cloud. So Azure IoT Edge allows you to take all of the power that you have in the cloud, all of the intelligence that you have in the cloud, and take it all the way to the edge. And that is really the power of of Azure IoT Edge. Now, when we talk about taking the intelligence and the power from the cloud and bringing it to the edge, we also like to talk about symmetry. Symmetry in terms of you have the same programming models that you have in the cloud, which you can bring to the edge. So essentially, if you have a developer who's already knows how to develop apps in the cloud, they do not need to retrain themselves for deploying on individual devices. They have the same skill set, the same things that they do in the cloud. All they need to do is, through configurations, bring that workload to the cloud, to the edge. So let's go a little bit deeper on scenarios, because that really brings out the reason for having Azure IoT Edge, and also talks about some of the patterns that we have that we see out there which may be relevant. I'm going to list a few here and talk about those. The first one, of course, is protocol translation, which is pretty common. You have Modbus or other such protocols that you're using, and you want to translate them to IoT protocols, such as MQTT. So Azure IoT allows you to do that. You have on-prem data aggregation. You might want to do some analysis right over there. Why would you do that? Perhaps even to save bandwidth, save cost. Privacy, IP. So all of those things require you to analyze data and aggregate data on-prem. Another interesting operational pattern that we have seen is offline. Perhaps it's short-term offline or long-term offline. So you might have a device or a few devices deployed in a ship, and that sails off, and now you are not connected to the internet. And now you want to still continue doing the same kind of intelligence, same kind of analytics which you were doing previously with the cloud. And so Azure IoT allows you to do that. And the one place where Azure IoT actually shines is to allow you to bring the cloud services that we have in the cloud and have that power, that intelligence deployed onto the devices, onto your edge devices. And some of the examples here, and I'm going to go in more detail shortly. Some of the examples here, imagine you could bring Azure machine learning or AI from the cloud and deploy it onto an edge device. For machine learning, you could still be training your models in the cloud because that requires a lot of resources. But then the scorer, which is the outcome of your machine learning exercise, you bring that down to the edge. Stream Analytics is another service that we have, Azure Stream Analytics, which you can already run jobs in the cloud. But with Azure IoT Edge, you can actually have the same job which you have composed in the cloud, in the ASA portal, Azure Stream Analytics portal, the same job you can deploy onto the edge. Functions is another one. And also, your own code. Imagine that you have some code that you have written which in different languages, and you now want to deploy it onto an edge device. So Azure IoT allows you to do all of that. So the last one is where Azure IoT Edge really shines. So let's now look at that scenario that I mentioned. I'm sure many of you might recognize this pump. This pump essentially is used to pump oil from the ground, as well as in the ocean. You deploy these out there. There's a pump in there, and usually these are all remote. So not many people, or the operator is not really located next to the pump. They're usually located at a distance from this. So this is how it works. There is a certain pressure above the plunger, and there is a certain pressure down the plunger. On the x-axis, we have pump position. On the y-axis, we have pressure. And as the pump goes up and down, the pressure within the two places varies, depending on where the plunger is. And that envelope of operation, where this little ball is going up and down, is what you are looking for. And there is a certain envelope that you want your pump to always be in. The minute it goes out of that envelope of operation, you have a problem on your pump. And you either need to adjust pressure or some of those parameters, or perhaps in some situations stop the pump before it destroys itself. So essentially, the data coming out from this pump can be analyzed, and you can actually arrive at a place where you want to optimize your pump as well as save it from bad things happening on the pump. Now, this is how some of the workflows work. You have the well site where this pump is running. This is a SCADA solution, and we actually demonstrated it a while back at Ignite, but this is how it works. So you have a well. Next to the well is a gateway device, which is usually connected over Modbus, and then it goes up to a SCADA controller. This controller is what is monitoring all the data coming out. So today what happens is you have to, whenever the pump, the data goes out of any of those operational limits, you have to send that data over email or SMS or whatever, send an alert to an operator who's offsite. The operator would look at the data and then would send somebody down there to adjust this pump, to bring it back to specs. Moving data, lots of data, from the site to the supervision site is expensive, but at times you do that. And once you do that, you can actually also upload that to the cloud. And in the cloud, then, you can do a bunch of interesting things like machine learning and so on, and then come back and adjust the pump accordingly. Now, that's how it is done today. What we are now proposing here is, what if you could take that power of the cloud and bring it down to the edge, right next to this pump? And let me show you how that happens. So you have the same pump, you have the same Modbus-based device which is getting data off of that pump. You, of course, have IoT Hub in the cloud where you can bring in all the data that you want. And from IoT Hub, you deploy a Modbus module next to this device. This Modbus module is essentially doing protocol translation. It is picking up data and bringing it up to the cloud where you can train your machine learning models in the cloud. But also, you can deploy those models down back onto this IoT Edge device and do some kind of analysis, anomaly detection, and so on, and stop the pump right over there on the edge without having to go up to the cloud and wait for latency in the cloud and so on. So Azure IoT Edge allows you to not only do protocol translation here, ingest data, send to the cloud, which it does all of that, but it also allows you to run these complicated machine learning models which are trained in the cloud and brought down onto the edge. So this is just one of the examples of where we feel that Azure IoT Edge really shines. And of course, the workflow completes when an operator also is in the loop, and such scenarios require those operators to be in the loop, and they can also see and monitor it there, right over there, or in the cloud. So now I would like to dig a little bit deeper into design of how Azure IoT Edge does all of this. Some of the design principles that we have here, I'll just like to go over those because those are important when we are thinking about design. The first one, of course, is security. Now, deploying all these services and taking them from the cloud, code as well as services, and bringing them to an edge device on-prem, the attack vectors are very different from what they were in the cloud. The device is exposed out there. Anybody can get access to it. Anybody can physically tamper it. So what we work a lot on is how do you actually secure this edge device? And I'll actually go into more details there, but we essentially go and work at the hardware layer, starting from the hardware-based root of trust and building that trust all the way up to the workloads over there. The second thing that we have is this Azure IoT Edge is cloud managed. So we manage Azure IoT Edge through IoT Hub, and you do not need to touch the device to deploy all these workloads physically. You do not have to compile any code and put it on the device itself. You host it somewhere, and through the management interfaces, you can cloud manage that device. I'll show you how that is done today. We are building Azure IoT Edge, and we have built it to be totally cross-platform. We support many versions of Linux, Windows, on x64, on ARM, and so we are totally cross-platform. Whatever gateway devices or edge devices that you have deployed on your premises can take this on. Finally, we have this as extremely portable, so any workload that you define and create in the cloud, you can simply bring them down to the edge. You could have your own CI/CD pipeline developing these modules and then bringing them onto the edge. And then we, of course, have extensibility, where it's not only Azure services like machine learning and AI and stream analytics and functions and so on, it is also your own code, which are your own services that you want to deploy onto the edge. So Azure IoT Edge allows you to do all of that in a very extensible fashion. So that's really some of the design principles that we have for Azure IoT Edge. I'll now go into a little bit of concepts, because with those concepts, I'll be able to explain to you the architecture that we have here. The first concept here is a module. Module is your unit of compute. It could be parts of services, which could be packaged as modules. But all of these modules are patched in containers. And these containers are then hosted in a repository somewhere, a repository of your choice. And you can choose whatever repository you want to host this. Right now, we support Docker containers. And so these modules, when they are hosted somewhere, can then be deployed onto devices. So that is a module instance. When that module, which is hosted somewhere, comes down and is deployed in, let's say, two devices, one in Germany and one in China, those are module instances that are running over there. All of these module instances are brought down and monitored and controlled and the security provided by a component we call the IoT Edge Runtime. And I'm going to go into more details about that shortly. Now, another important thing here is that each module has an identity. Now, it's important because, again, for security reasons and authentication reasons, you should be able to address these modules from the cloud. And so each module would have an identity. The picture on the right shows what that means. Each device, so the devices / Hanover 01 is the device ID. And then within that is the module, which is module instance, which is deployed onto that device. And so you could have multiple module instances deployed on any one device, and there's a way for us to go in and control and address them through an identity in the cloud. Now, this concept of a module twin is also new. So each module, similar to how we have twins in the cloud for the device, we also have extended that to have a twin for the module. So you will have module twins. And these module twins are simply JSON documents similar to how we have device twins. And that can be used to get the state of the device of the module, send out data to the module, and so on from the cloud. So that gives you that control over the module and monitoring of what is happening on the module. So that's the module instance, identity that we have for the module, and how these modules are structured here. Now, the next concept here is the Azure IoT Edge Runtime. Now, this edge runtime sits on top of the device, and I'll actually talk a little bit how all this is brought down and so on. But for now, Azure IoT Edge Runtime sits on the device. It's connected to IoT Hub, and modules are sitting on top of it. The runtime essentially is responsible for installing and updating all workloads on the device. So that's really the heart of the system. It maintains the security, so the runtime has access to all the security tokens, the certificates, the keys which are in the hardware, and it brings them up to each module for authentication and so on. And all of that is done through the Edge runtime. It also ensures that they're always running, so the modules are always running. So when you have a module going up and if there's an issue, runtime would know about it. It would try to restart, and all that information would be available in IoT Hub as the status of the device and the modules. Of course, they report health. And then of all of the communication happening between Leaf devices and the Edge device is going through Edge runtime as well. So that is, again, an extension of IoT Hub sitting right there on the device, and all Leaf devices, which are downstream IoT devices, which are connecting off to the edge. It also facilitates all communication between these modules. So these modules are talking to each other. They talk through the runtime. And all communication between these modules is authenticated and so on. So Edge runtime is really responsible for doing that communication or making that happen. And that's really based on our concept of routes. So you essentially define routes within the Edge runtime from the cloud. You do not have to do it there. From the cloud, those are brought down and implemented on the Edge device. All communication between the Edge device and the cloud is also done through Edge runtime. So Edge runtime is really the core of the Azure IoT Edge device. So let's look at the next concept, which is related to our Azure IoT Hub device management, which essentially tells you how we bring about these workloads onto the Edge device. Now, this is a generic concept. This is part of Azure IoT device management, which we released last year, and it's been out there, and it's in GA. Just going over this concept because we use this concept a lot for Azure IoT Edge deployments. Of course, there's a telemetry stream going from IoT device. IoT device is on the left. IoT Hub is in the cloud, and it's on the right. So the IoT device is sending up telemetry data to the cloud. The cloud IoT Hub is sending out commands to IoT Hub, IoT device. Now, I showed two arrows, but these are just logical arrows. This is really one encrypted channel between IoT device and IoT Hub. Device twins is the core concept here, which enables device management to happen. Device twin has two properties within it. There is a desired property and a reported property. The desired property is owned by the cloud, and the cloud can define what the desired property would be, and that goes down to IoT device, and IoT device then interprets that property, desired property, and does something with it. And once that does something happens, it goes in and updates the reported property, which is owned by the device, which is then sent up to the cloud. So at any given time, the IoT Hub in the cloud has the state of the device and through the reported property, the current state of the device, and also it can affect that state if there is a change in the property required by the cloud. So these are the underlying mechanisms that we have in terms of twins, which we use extensively to configure IoT devices today. Now, what we have done is we have taken the same concept and we have applied it to the IoT Edge device as well as the module instance. And then there are some other things also within device management. There are tags, there are methods, there are jobs and queries, which I won't mention here. But really, this is the core concept that we use for IoT Edge. So this is how it all works. The rectangle here is IoT Edge, is the Edge device. And I'll talk about the hardware specs and so on. But Just to, so you, we have the right context, this is a rich operating system, Windows or Linux, running on this box. There is also some hardware specs that we have defined, which is it has to have the right hardware-based root of trust. It has to have some, for example, TPM is one of example there. And then it should be able to securely boot the device in the fashion that we define. Once that is done, it provisions itself using our device provisioning service, and edge runtime is brought down onto this device. So before this, the device could be anything, and it could be deployed wherever, but this edge runtime really brings down the edge functionality onto this device. The operator would select which device it needs to connect to and which node the device it needs to connect to, and now in the cloud, the operator would start defining what are the workloads that need to come down onto the edge. And this definition is done through device twins. So the device twin in the cloud in IoT Hub is given, let's say, four URLs of the workloads, the containers that need to come down. It also is given some auth for those containers, and securely that device twin is brought down onto the edge. And edge runtime interprets that twin, the desired properties from the twin, from the device twin, and it starts pulling down these containers. And these containers, as I mentioned, could be anything. They could be any container-based workloads. They could be Azure Functions, Azure Stream Analytics, Azure Machine Learning, or your own code, which has been put into a container so that you have the code running in a container. Next what you do is the operator goes in and defines routes for these devices, these modules. So the routes essentially is when a message comes out from one module, where does it need to go? And those routes are all defined in the cloud in the twin, the device twin, and those routes come down, and edge runtime picks that up and then starts implementing. One example could be from container one, whatever message comes out needs to go to container two, the module two, and then from there, it needs to go up to the cloud. So these would be two different routes which you define in the cloud, brought down onto the edge runtime, and the edge runtime interprets these routes accordingly. With a third concept here is, which I had mentioned, each module also has a twin. So in the cloud, you can actually set up, is addressable, so there's an identity for each module twin. You go in and say, okay, for this module, I need to parameterize it this way. Change the desired property of that twin, of this module twin. And that would come and be implemented in the module that is running on the device. Now, with these three concepts, the first one being using the device twin to bring down workloads, containerized workloads, onto the edge device, routes, defining routes in the cloud so that now you can control how messaging happens onto the edge device and from the edge device to the cloud. And also the third concept of the module twin, being able to control, define what kind of modules, what kind of parameters you want in the modules, and understanding what the state of each module is. These three concepts, when you apply it on an edge device, allow you to arbitrarily configure this device in any way you want. And not just in one time, you can actually, now it's all configurations from IoT Hub. You can change the configuration, essentially you can change how this edge device behaves from the cloud. And that is the power of IoT Edge, and that's a configurability over here, where you bring down whatever workloads you want, and they are all implemented there through only configurations. Now, the next thing that happens here is you might have downstream devices. These devices could be generally of two types. There could be an IP-based device with its own twin, essentially running the Azure IoT device SDK on it. Or it could also be a device which is a non-IP-based. One example could be a Bluetooth device which is running over there. For an IP-based device, all you need to do is you need to point the connection string to Edge runtime. And now Edge runtime would route all your message, and then, of course, defining a route. And then all of the traffic from that device can be routed within the Edge device into different modules, or it could be sent up to the cloud. That's one pattern. The second pattern, of course, is if a device is a non-IP-based device, Bluetooth and so on, you would have a Bluetooth module sitting on the device. And that Bluetooth module would be listening in onto whatever communication protocols you have for that device, Bluetooth, so COM port. And then it would pick up all the data, and then it would become that module will become a proxy for that BLE device. And then, of course, that module has a module twin addressable in the cloud, which means you can actually start configuring your Bluetooth module so that you have control over how that Bluetooth device talks to the edge device. So with these concepts, you can actually take an edge device and deploy it in any number of different ways and run them in different scenarios and bring down all these workloads down there. So let's now talk about the security, which we are taking very seriously for the edge runtime. The principles are right here. Cross-platform, Linux, Windows, multiple architectures, x64, and ARM, all of them should be able to run our edge runtime on it. It's standardized protocols. We want to use whatever standard protocols, such as TLS and so on, which is out there, and we simply want to bring them in and use them for securing this device. We are also doing a lot of work for securing the making sure that the app developers are abstracted away from the details of security. So the public preview that we have done is really centered towards the developers who would pick this up, and then they would be abstracted from the underlying layers of how hardware-based root of trust is working through very isolated APIs that we'll provide. And then we are working with a bunch of partners, I'll talk more about those, to enable them to provide this right technology in hardware so that it can be used by you. So these are some of the principles that we have for securing the Azure IoT Edge. Here is, again, the next level of detail, which gives you, it starts from the bottom, which is the hardware-based root of trust, which is your trust anchor. Now, the concept here is that you cannot protect a device unless you can sufficiently identify and secure that device in hardware. And hardware, of course, the root of trust could be any number of different technologies. TPM is one of them. There are other HSMs as well, which you could be using in there. But it's all rooted in the hardware. On top of this hardware, we have a secure boot process, which allows you to bootstrap that device in the first instance, as well as to recover the device. In case you want to recover it, you should be able to update that firmware and securely boot it in the right image. Above that is the secure execution environment. Now, this is part of the operating system which is secured by the hardware and the OS, and this is where we will run some components, our secure agent would run there, which allows you to securely talk to the hardware-based root of trust and provide all of those resources, the security resources, the cipher resources, all the way up to the rest of the environment. And then we have the protected environment, which is really the general computing environment, which is where all the modules are running in containers and where you have the edge runtime orchestrating all of these containers right over there. So that's really a high-level view. Let's go one step deeper into how we are implementing security for Azure IoT Edge. The box here is your edge device. You have an operating system, a rich operating system on it, which has a secure execution environment and a standard execution environment. And underneath it is secure components. The core is a secure processor. You have a secure root of trust in there. You have your ROM and your boot process. So when the device boots up, it boots up the secure runtime, which is our agent, the secure agent, and a common root of trust, which is essentially an API layer to the hardware-based root of trust in the secure part of your operating system. And once this is booted up, and of course, as part of the boot sequence, it checks for authenticity of the code that is being brought up. It attests that code if it is the right code that needs to be brought up. And once it is up and running, it makes sure that that code remains pristine. Once that is done, you then can start the edge runtime. The edge runtime is it runs in the standard execution environment. And then you have different modules. You could have our services put in containers, third party, whatever, but these are all modules which are running in the standard execution environment. Before you launch any of these components, the edge runtime, the modules, and so on, their authenticity, if they are the right code that was meant to be run, is all checked through the interfaces that we have on the secure execution environment. And then, of course, the Edge runtime is also talking to the cloud securely through trust, which is established from all the way to the hardware-based root of trust brought all the way up to the cloud. Now, that is important because then you can actually trust this device. You could also have other IoT devices which are connecting to modules, again, using the same model where you have the root of trust on the device which is doing trust negotiation with the cloud and is bringing in IoT devices which are connected to this edge device. So that's how it runs, it boots up, the device boots up, and how communication happens between the cloud and modules and the edge runtime, and how it depends on the trust which is created with the device. At runtime, whenever any of these modules running up there or the edge runtime requires crypto material, for example, keys or certificates and so on, it makes a call to the secure part of the operating system, the secure execution environment, and asks for the right material from the API that we provide on top of the secure runtime. And then, of course, it is based on secure root of trust, and it comes up, and now each module can trust whatever information is being passed to them. So that is really how this works. There's a little bit more detail here. Secure boot and updates is a feature that we have already built. The trusted attestation of hardware, endpoint, runtime, memory attestation, all of this. And of course, some of this is also dependent on hardware. And so we have a bunch of hardware partners helping with that and making it real. We will provide data protection, privacy, monitoring, and of course, tamper resistance. Now, if you want to know more about how this whole model works, we've already showcased this infrastructure with a couple of partners, NXP and Microchip. We have already announced our partnerships with them. This URL here, ak.ms/edge-security, takes you to that blog and then links you up with all of the work that we are doing there. But we have many more partnerships coming up in the future as well, and we want to support this model on multiple platforms. So that really gives you an idea about how we are implementing and thinking about securing the edge. And it just tells you that we are very serious about making sure that the edge is secured to the maximum possible level. Let's talk about the hardware for Azure IoT Edge. The way we look at hardware is there is this sensor tier, which are small little sensors, which could be temperature sensors and so on, which are deployed around all around us. And then on the other extreme of this spectrum are these gateway class devices, which are big, very powerful devices, which allow you to do a lot of processing on those devices. We are supporting x64 and ARM, and of course the operating system, the rich operating system, has to support containers. But the hardware sizing really depends on the scenario. And why I say that is because if you are bringing down some complex machine learning, large models, or an AI model which requires a lot of compute, you might like to go to the right of the spectrum. You might like to get a device which is much more powerful and has CPU and storage and so on the right side. But if you're running small little workloads, doing a little bit of data aggregation, some analytics right over there, and then passing that data on to the cloud or storing it, a very small amount of data there, then you can actually go to the right of this interactive tier. And internally, we test our edge runtime and a few containers on Raspberry Pi 3 type devices, so in that class. And the edge runtime works well, but again, hardware sizing depends on your workloads. Hardware sizing depends on what you want to run over there. And we are open to all of these to deploy Edge runtime and bring down all of these containers and so on. And the security model that I described, we envision it to be available for this whole spectrum, not the sensor and the constraint tier, but the interactive, industrial, and the gateway tier. We support that. So that's a little bit about how we think about hardware for Azure IoT Edge. Let's now talk about a couple of personas that are important for Azure IoT Edge. One, of course, is a developer persona. The other one is the operator persona. On the developer side, we have cloud development skills. So that is one big thing that we are doing with Azure IoT Edge. With an edge runtime deployed onto your devices, you really do not need skills to develop specifically for those devices. you need developers really to have the skills to develop cloud applications. And then you could break up those cloud applications and deploy part of those onto these edge devices. So that's really where we like to say it's de-skilling this whole IoT development thing. The other thing is we have VS Code, which is cross-platform, so familiar tools and tools which you can use on any platform. The developer also would develop and test right there in the cloud or our device connected to the cloud, and then would simply iterate on it continuously. So there is a continuous iteration that the developer would be doing using the tools that we provide. On the other hand, we have the operators. The operators essentially manage large fleet of devices. So the way we have designed this infrastructure, we envision many thousands of edge devices deployed out there, geographically dispersed, all controlled and configured through IoT Hub. And so the operator would be doing all of that, managing them, would be staging them, and I'll actually go over the UI that we have today for that, would be staging them and deploying them at scale. The operator would also be responsible to stage these, and make sure that the deployments going to thousands of devices is good, maybe perhaps do a test deployment onto a small set of devices, and then move on to something which is more at scale. And all of this is built into operational workflows. So we do have user experiences, graphical user experiences in our portal for doing all of this, managing it at scale. But we do understand that many businesses, many enterprises might have their own workflows for deploying edge devices and workloads onto edge. And for which we have an API layer. This API layer is what is enabling us to build our user interfaces on it. And you can use your own business processes on top of that API layer and use it in any way you want. So we provide you with that point of integration into that operator experience. So these are the developers and the operators. We have different tools for them. First, I'll go into the developer tools that we have, which you can use today. So let's talk about what do you do when you package services in containers. So you have, as an example, you have Stream Analytics, Azure Stream Analytics. This experience is extremely simple. You simply do an inline experience. So an example is over here. You put together your query, your job, the ASA job in the portal in the cloud, and then you have a choice. Once you are saving and creating that query, you have a choice to actually either run it in the cloud or run it on an edge device. And it's as simple as that. And we take care of the underlying infrastructure required to package the ASA runtime and put the job on top of it through the twin and bring it to the edge device, bring it up through the edge runtime, and all of that pipeline required to deploy ASA on the edge is taken care of by the infrastructure. You simply click over here and you say, I want to deploy it on the edge. It would ask you which edge devices. It will show your edge devices, and then you can actually deploy them. But you can also do it at scale, which I'll show shortly. You can actually take an ASA job and make it part of our deployment, which goes to thousands of devices. So you have all of these different ways of deploying, packaging and deploying services, ASA onto the edge devices. Then for functions, which really allows you to do a lot more in terms of flexibility and coding and so on, you can simply have your scenario in VS Code. You can develop that function with the events and the triggers, and you can package it as a container right there in VS Code. So if you look closely, you have a way to package it as, it's a Linux container or a Windows container. You can package it in the right way, and that packaging then is available to you to host somewhere, and then you can bring that down and deploy it onto the edge. For AI and Azure machine learning, you package AI and ML models as containers. It's part of the ML Studio. This was a session right before this session. So you can actually package them as containers, and those containers you simply host somewhere. And wherever you want to host them, it could be Azure Container Registry or a Docker Hub. And from there, you can then bring them down onto the edge device. So these are three services that, three different ways of doing it. And of course, there is also your own code. And let me go over that. So we provide an SDK to package your own code so that it becomes a module. And the SDK provides you with different things, the different values that it provides. One of them is protocol and messaging support. So when one module is talking to another module through Edge runtime, you need certain protocol support and messaging support. The SDK simply gives it to you out of box. So by using it, you don't have to do any of that. Then the second most important thing here is the security for the module, identification and authentication. All of that is built into the SDK. So you do not have to worry about how do I get that key, how do I put it in and create a token out of it and put it in the request. All that is taken care of by the SDK, just so that you concentrate your time on what the module does rather than the plumbing and the security and so on that you would need for that. And of course, you have module twin support, the fact that you can get desired properties from the cloud for that module, and then you act on it, and then you can upload some reported properties, and then on the cloud side, you can see those. So all of that is provided in the SDK, which you simply bring down, and you use that to develop that code. You can develop and debug in your favorite language. Right now, yesterday, as part of our public preview, we went out with C#. Coming very soon is C and Python, and then followed by Java and Node.js. So all of these languages, which we believe are most commonly used by developers who are developing their own code and which needs to go onto these edge devices, we will be supporting that. And then we have an experience for C#. We have the experience which is shown here. Again, you can simply code this, and then you can say, put it in a container, and it would package this in a container. You can then host it from right over here. And then you can also debug this container right over here. So it allows you to do all of those things right here in that one experience for developing these modules. And lastly, when you have built your container, you have your code, you host it in a container repo. It could be Container Hub or Azure Container Registry. And from there on, you simply bring down all of the code modules onto your Edge Hub. So let me now switch here to a live demo. I want to show you the development and management experience that we have built for Azure IoT Edge, and I will simply bring that up. So the new thing that has popped up now, once you have an IoT Hub, once you subscribe to an IoT Hub, is this thing. In addition to the two explorers we already have, which was a device, IoT devices, and the Query Explorer, we have the IoT Edge Explorer. Now, this Edge Explorer shows you all the IoT Edge devices that are connected to your device, to your cloud subscription. So right now, I have a few of these right over here. And it does two things. You can also look at these devices, but you can also look for these deployments. And these deployments are what I had mentioned earlier, that an operator can actually create these deployments and can actually start deploying them from the cloud on a fleet of Edge devices. And I'll tell you how you target those, but this is where you will see those deployments. Then you can add an IoT Edge device. You can simply go in and you can say, okay, this is how I want to add this IoT device. You put in the credentials and that IoT device would be added. You can also add an IoT Edge deployment, and I'll go through that flow. There are a few steps you have to go through, but that is almost like a wizard which walks you through it. Let's look at one of the IoT Edge devices that we have deployed over here. IoT devices, I go in and I look for maybe I'll pick one up. There you go. This is a Linux Edge device which is running on somewhere. It has a bunch of different modules running there. It has a temperature sensor, it has a machine learning module, and then these two are system modules. Essentially, these two constitute the Edge runtime. There's an Edge runtime module, and then there is an agent, and then there's an hub. And these are all running right over there on that machine, on that device, Edge device. And it is also bringing down the state, it's running or not, and then when was it last started, and so on. I can also see the connected clients. So now these are the clients which are connected to the Edge runtime. And let's see, there are two of those. There is, of course, machine learning. But if I had these devices, downstream Leaf devices, they would also show up over here. So there's a hierarchy of an Edge device. device, which has downstream leaf devices. And then there are some deployments. And right now, I see one deployment over here. So this edge device, which I selected, is actually part of this deployment. So this deployment is actually controlling what goes on to this device. And then there are things like, you know, priority and so on for this edge device. I can actually do a lot of things onto this edge device. So let's now go back and see what we can do to create an IoT deployment right over here. To create an IoT deployment, all I have to do is I need to define a set of parameters. For example, a name, I would define a label, and I would simply go in and I will say what are the different things that I need to deploy in it. Let's try doing that. So I'm going to say building, just where I am right now on the campus, building 25. I'm creating a new deployment for this edge device, and I give it a name, a label, which would help me track this a little bit better, and I give it some values here. And now I go in and I say, okay, let's see, let's go to the next step. Now the experience here gives me an option to deploy an edge module or to bring down a stream analytics module right from there. I can also bring machine learning and so on, and I'll from this experience. So, but let me bring in a stream analytics module down to this edge device. So in my subscription, I have these different stream analytics modules, which are already there, which have been jobs which are available. And all I need to do is, okay, I'm fine with that. I need to bring this ASA job to my device. And what is happening here is that ASA device, that ASA job was published in a container and is now hosted somewhere so that now it is available to be deployed onto this edge device. I go next, and this is where I define my routes. And routes for this deployment, I can define them as sync, from, and into. So from module 1 goes into module 2, those kind of things. And route gives me the flexibility to route messaging between modules or between the module and the cloud. I go further on, I can actually define these tags, dot environment is equal to, and then, or let me do prod, and so what I have done here is I've defined a target condition, and this target condition allows me to target my deployment onto a set of devices. And this target condition comes from the twin, which also has this tag on them. So I can actually define different tags on different devices. In the same building, I could have a set of devices which are for my production and a set of devices which are for my test. And with this target condition, I could simply target my deployment only to one of those, or three of those, or any n number of those. So this gives me all the flexibility I need to deploy the modules onto a set of devices and segment them into different groups. And this is my overall summary of my deployment. I submit, and I seem to have an error. But essentially, what has would happen here is that it would create this deployment, which now I can see over here. And this deployment has all of these details that I would have entered. So that one did not go through, but I have this one where I have all these details for the target. I have deployments. I have modules which are defined in here. And so these routes and twins, I can see, and actually I can change them right over here. So this interface here allows me to deploy these modules onto these edge devices. It allows me to route them in the right way. It also allows me to control how I can I want data to come out of my edge device and go up to the cloud. So all of that is possible here at scale. So I can actually do that pretty much at scale. So let me now also quickly just show you how you get started. There are a bunch of different documents that we have put out there. I would recommend you to simply, you know, start with one of these. Pick your favorite operating system and start with that. These tutorials take you from the very basic all the way to deploying your ASA or machine learning onto an edge device. Since this is the public preview we have done is our developer preview, developer public preview. So you can actually do all this on a developer box. You do not need access to actual secure hardware, which will be coming soon. So let me go back to my slides. Yep. So here is what we talked of today. We have Azure IoT Edge, which allows you to deploy services, Azure services to IoT Edge devices. It also helps you deploy your own code in languages of your choice. So you could be developing your own code using your favorite environments. We provide SDKs for that in different languages. We also help you manage your IoT Edge devices and your downstream devices right there from IoT Hub. And that's important. And we allow you to do it securely, and we allow you to do it in a very scalable fashion. I'll give you a few resources. Extending the power of the cloud to the edge, you can go to these URLs. You can get started right now. The first article talks you through the basic concepts, aka.ms/azure-iot-edge. The second one talks you through the getting started and deploying all of these cool services onto your edge devices. I'm hoping that you would find this interesting, and I'm hoping that you will be able to get started quickly and get some good, use these in some interesting scenarios. That's all that I have. I think there might be a bunch of questions which I will try to answer. I'm going through these questions. So one question here is that could I use an Intel NUC type device as a gateway and deploy my IoT TI sensor tags using edge technology? Yes, by all means. I think the scenario would be the NUC, Intel NUC would have Windows on top of it, and in that Windows box you would have Docker containers installed, and then you can simply associate that device to your IoT Hub subscription as an edge device. From there on, then you simply start deploying those modules. Now, for the sensor tag, in our previous work, we have had some modules built for that. You can take those, you can package them as a container, and then you can bring them down onto your edge device. So that is exactly the kind of things you can do. But more than that, once you have data coming in from the sensor tag into your gateway device, your edge device, you can actually also deploy as a simple experiment, you can deploy a very simple ASA job onto that same box. And in that ASA job, you could say, okay, whatever data comes in, do some kind of stream analytics, and then send me an alert. So that those two, you can actually get started with that pretty quickly. You could bring in a function module, and you could stitch these together as routes. And so all of this you can do on that box, all managed through the cloud. So that's one of the questions that I have. Another question that I see here is how quickly and how what is our security story looking like? As I said, we already have NXP and Microchip, and we have demonstrated that with them. I provided a link in the presentation. You can simply go there and read about more details about how that is done. We will have very soon, we'll be coming out with multiple platforms where we will be providing the same kind of support that you'll see in those samples that NXP and Microchip has been working on. So that's coming very soon, and we'll have many more partners there, hardware partners, who would be supporting this IoT security, IoT edge security on their hardware. That brings me to the end of my presentation. I like to thank all of you. I'm hoping that you all can go in and to these URLs and see if some of your scenarios can be solved with IoT Edge. And please do give us feedback. There's a lot of things that we are doing, but we like to hear from you as well. And I'd like to thank you for attending. Thank you very much.